Good morning, Horizon. Hey, it's great to be with you this morning. So glad we have this opportunity to come and fellowship together. I've enjoyed being part of these gatherings every chance I can for the last, 6 weeks now? This has been a wonderful chance to connect together through the internet. But let's open our Bibles this morning to the Gospel of Matthew, and let's go to chapter 7. Let me just start with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of your living word, a firm foundation for our faith. May we be edified this morning as we look to you for life and strength. Amen. So Wednesday this week, Ed led us in a powerful devotion about God's grace that's made available through salvation in Jesus Christ. And then yesterday, Jordan spoke with us about setting our minds on Christ, on Jesus, and experiencing his transforming power. Today, I hope we'll be able to build on these messages by talking about the foundation of our faith, the living word of God. Weren't Ed's songs this morning right on target for that message, for this theme, building on the firm foundation of our faith? I'm going to go to many scripture passages this morning, so I did provide an outline that I hope you'll be able to access through a link that Brett posts in the chat below. But we're not going to necessarily take time to look up every one of those scriptures, so I went ahead and give it to you if you want to use it for just further study on your own, because I know you're great Bereans. But let's look in our Bibles now at Matthew 7, starting in verse 24. This passage is the basis for the song that Ed just sang about the foundation for our faith, that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, my righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, because on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Here's what the gospel tells us. Starting in verse 24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and great was the fall of it. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. I got ahead of myself there. My screen skipped down. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. How many of you remember the Sunday school song that's also based on this passage? It goes like something like this. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rain came a-tumbling down. Well, the verses go on to say, the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the wise man's house stood firm. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rain came tumbling down, and the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the foolish man's house went splat. Yeah, so the message there is build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessings will come down. That simple children's song, of course, it's also based on our passage from Matthew 7, conveys a great truth. And it's a truth that we should know and apply before it starts raining and before the floodwaters rise and before our faith is tested. If we want our house to stand, we need to be sure that its foundation is strong, its foundation is firm, its foundation is secure. What is it meant by our house? What is that verse talking about when it says building our house? I believe the house represents our faith in Christ and our very life in him. If we look to the Apostle Paul, and quickly, I'm just going to read this, but from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting at the end of verse 9, he says, you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation and another builds on it. But let each one of you take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But we are the building that's built on that foundation of Jesus Christ. You know, if you didn't realize it, we're in a time of testing. The very foundations of our faith are being tested in times like these. And in case you didn't realize it, it's raining out there. Well, I don't mean today, the sun's shining today, but we're in a time of rain and being tested, and the floodwaters have been rising. How's your faith holding up? Are you on a firm foundation? Is your faith resting secure on that foundation? My faith has been recently tested. Some of you know that 4 weeks ago today, I was diagnosed with presumptive COVID-19. It was presumptive because there were no tests available for me. But my primary care physician told me on a telemedicine call that my symptoms were consistent with those resulting from the coronavirus. And I can tell you today that those words were not what I wanted to hear. But my doctor's diagnosis rang true because that was what that did explain. The fever that I'd had for almost a week at that point, the headaches that I was feeling, the fatigue, and this pressure that I kept feeling in my chest. This was no cold or flu. This was something I had never experienced before, and it was no joke. And I'll be honest with you, hearing those words from my doctor, "I think you have COVID-19," caused me to stop and re-examine my faith. I asked questions like, "God, are you still with me right now? Will you protect me through this disease? Are you really bigger than a worldwide pandemic?" It's for times of testing like this that Matthew 7:24 tells us how we're to prepare, by building our faith on a rock-solid foundation. Jesus tells us in this passage that whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I'll liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. I want to be like that wise man. So let's examine this verse a little more closely. What are the key points? What are the takeaways from this? What does it mean to be like the wise man described here? First of all, Jesus said, whoever. Whoever. Who's whoever? Well, that applies to anyone and everyone, right? It's like John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever," whoever, "believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." I'm a whoever, right? This verse applies to me, and you're a whoever. So it applies to you too. Jesus was speaking to us when he said these words. This is for us in this age and in every age. The second thing he said is, what's the whoever to do? They're to hear. Whoever hears. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hearing is not just a passive activity. It's something that's got to be very active, right? Hearing's not just receiving sound waves, but it's receiving a message that's conveyed. It could be conveyed through sound waves, but it might also be conveyed by the written word or the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. And when that message comes from God, through whatever means God chooses, hearing him is the first step of faith. In fact, if you remember the first word of the Shema in the Old Testament, the commandments, it was taught to every Jewish child. The first word, Shema, meant to hear. So, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one." The word that's used to express the commandments of God in Hebrew is just one word. It's Shema, and it means to hear. We also know from Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our first step of faith is to hear. But what do we choose to hear? In this day and age, do we choose to hear the news? Well, I've listened to a lot of news over the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And you know what? There's a lot of information that's conveyed on the news that I think is important to know. But we also know that there's an abundance of fake news out there today. Almost every news agency has some slant, some angle that they're putting on the news. And we've got to filter that. We've got to be careful that we don't take the news at face value for everything that we could possibly hear on there. We've got to understand it and filter it through something that's truer than the news. Do we believe that the news takes precedence over the Word of God? I hope not. Another thing we could choose to listen to is social media. Are we listening to what we hear on Facebook and Twitter? What is social media? What are these things? This is just public opinion, right? These are rumors that are circulating in many cases. Should these take precedence over the Word of God? Again, I hope not. Or we could choose to listen to science. Now, science is not a bad thing. In fact, I come from a family of scientists, from medical doctors. My brother's a research chemist. Science is not a bad thing, but science always has certain limitations, right? First of all, it's conducted by human beings, and we're fallible. And we have our own perspectives that we often can't help but bring into the scientific process. So science has its limits there. And second, science can only focus and can only deal with things that can be measured and quantified. And not everything in the world can be measured and quantified. There's an unseen world, an unseen reality out there that we know and believe that is part of God's kingdom. In fact, it's the essence of God's kingdom. And science really doesn't have much to tell us about those things. So in these verses, Jesus tells us that if we want to be wise, we're to hear something that's not fake news, it's not public opinion or a rumor that's on social media, and it's not just measurable hypotheses. Jesus tells us to hear something else. He says, whoever hears these words of mine, these sayings of mine, Jesus' teachings are what we're to hear. We're to hear his words that are recorded in the Gospels. We're to hear the whole counsel of God that's inspired by the Holy Spirit. But we're also to hear the message of God's grace and love that's communicated by Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Because Jesus himself is the living word, the expression of the Father's love. John 1:1 tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1:14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And in John 8:31 through 32, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" So we're to be like the wise man who hears the word of God, the living word of God, the words of Jesus. But the wise man or woman has to go beyond hearing. The wise person also acts on what is heard, because Jesus said, "Whoever hears these words of mine and does them," obedience, keeping the word, not just hearers but doers. That's what Jesus is talking about. Because doing what God tells us is the substance and evidence of true faith and true love. The Gospel of Luke in chapter 6 has a very similar message to what we just read in Matthew 7, but Luke's Gospel places even more emphasis on taking action. Luke talks about digging deep and laying the foundation on the very rock, the bedrock. Jesus emphasizes the action of this passage even more in the Gospel of Luke. John 14:21 says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it's he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." And Romans 4:3 reminds us that Abraham believed God and it was counted him as righteousness. But what was the evidence of Abraham's faith in the Hebrews chapter on faith, chapter 11? Verse 8 tells us, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he would receive as an inheritance." It was his obedience that was the evidence of his faith. It was the substance of his faith. And of course, I just made reference to this earlier, but James chapter 1, 22 and 25 tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. "He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." So this is what it means to build your house upon the rock: hearing, receiving, understanding, and retaining what? The living word of God, Jesus Christ himself. And doing, keeping, obeying, acting upon what he tells us, that is what it means to be wise. That's what it means to build on a firm foundation. When I was diagnosed with COVID-19 and my faith was being tested, the Lord reminded me of the words of a hymn. In fact, a few years ago, at a men's advance, thank you, Ron, Tom Harmon had challenged us to write down our three favorite hymns. One of the hymns that I'd listed was "How Firm a Foundation." Ed sang a more recent or current version of that this morning. But here are the lyrics of the old hymn, the one I learned. It said, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge for Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never forsake." These verses in this hymn all come right out of Scripture. I could share with you the passages that each one is based on, but it's such a scripturally based song. I love the truth that's in here. Can we know that the foundation of our faith is secure in the midst of a trial like this coronavirus? Yes, we can, because God is faithful. Real quickly, what are the qualities of a foundation that we can rely on? A firm foundation must be something that is right up against us, right? We can't have a foundation sitting over here and build our house over here and say, "Yeah, I've got a foundation," but not put the house on the foundation, right? It's got to be right up against us, available to us, accessible to us, usable by us. So that's one quality of a foundation. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Your words were found and I ate them. Your word was to me the rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I'm grateful that the living word of God, the whole counsel of God, is taught at this church here at Horizon. It's accessible to us. It's right up there against us. If we're here and part of this fellowship, the word of God is right there with us, right? On our own, in our own studies, we're challenged to read through the Bible. Many of you I know read through it each year. I try to do that each year as well. If you're called by my name, and if you're a Christian, then his word is the joy and rejoicing of your heart. And his word has been found by you, and it's in you. We also know that a quality of a good foundation is it must not break, right? It can't be something that's just going to fall apart. And so the foundation on the living word of God, we're told in John 13:35, Jesus told us that the scripture cannot be broken. We have a foundation in the word of God that can't be broken. That's a secure thing, right? A firm foundation should also be proven. It shouldn't be something that's untested. 2 Samuel 22:31 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. And a firm foundation must also be something that endures. It can't just be good for today. It can't just be good for this moment. It's got to be something that lasts. And that's one of the things, one of the greatest qualities of our foundation in the word, right? And the living word of God. 1 Peter 1:24-25 says, all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures. How long? Forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. Psalm 33:11 says, the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. And Matthew 24:35 tells us, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Our foundation is built, our faith is built on the foundation of the living word of God. It's immediately accessible to us. It can be found near to us. It's a foundation that cannot be broken. It's a foundation that's been proven by generations before us and by each of us over the days, weeks, months, and years and decades of our faith. And our foundation is one that will endure for eternity. This is something we can build our lives on. Today, I'm happy to report that I've been cleared by my physician to be out of quarantine. I'm safe to be here today. I've been fever-free for 3 weeks now. I'm no longer contagious. Even more, I'm so thankful that the testing of my faith through this virus only revealed that the foundation of my faith in Jesus as the living word of God is strong, it's enduring, and it's proven. His word remains the joy and rejoicing of my heart. If anything, testing through this coronavirus has only strengthened my faith in the living word. How about you? Has your faith grown stronger today because of what you're going through? We have a firm foundation for times like these. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for being our firm foundation. Thank you for your living word, and thank you for this church. I want to thank you for the prayers of the people of this church. Prayers for me during times when I was sick, Lord. Pray for those out there who are struggling right now, and pray your blessing upon them. And I pray, Lord, that they would continue to rely on you as their firm foundation through this testing and through all the tests to follow. In whatever way you choose, Lord, help us to become more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, church.